Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. This episode of Plain Talk is about electronic fuel senders. Fuel is a necessary component of every flight. Fuel management systems are comprised of a number of devices, including gauges, wiring, fuel sensors, transducers, fuel totalizers, and graphic engine monitors. Older aircraft have simple fuel float sensors delivering an analog signal to a gauge. If the existing fuel sensors are not operating smoothly, you may see erratic behaviors such as the fuel gauges not changing as you add fuel. During flight training, we're taught not to trust the fuel gauges, rather to do time and distance and fuel flow calculations to determine fuel remaining, simplified by the invention of the E6B flight computer. Fuel totalizers from companies like Hoskins, Shaden, and Garmin, combined with transducers, use mathematical algorithms and the initial fuel setting to calculate and display a number of fuel-related capacities, including fuel flow, or gallons per hour, fuel used, fuel remaining, endurance, nautical miles per gallon, and fuel to destination. They tend to be extremely accurate based upon the initial setup, the K factor, being correct. Fuel totalizers are a fuel flow measuring system and not a quantity sensing device. A visual inspection and positive determination of the usable fuel in the fuel tanks is necessary before every flight, with available fuel manually entered into the totalizer. Typical fuel sensors or senders are resistance or capacitive based, using a float, an arm, and a winding to send an analog signal to a gauge in the cockpit. These analog gauges provide a relative needle based fuel quantity, typically one gauge or needle for each fuel tank. Over time, the sensitivity and accuracy of the senders will change, requiring the senders to be overhauled or replaced. CIES and EI have created new fuel sender technology designed to change the fuel starvation paradigm. CIES began development of certified electronic fuel senders in 2010, which Cirrus has been using since April of 2012. Their patented magnetic field fuel quantity measurement technology, try saying that three times fast, utilizes a non-contact fuel measurement principle, allowing for an intrinsically safe device in the aircraft's fuel tanks. The digital sender eliminates all electrical contact within the fuel tank and the hazards associated with electricity in the tank. Their fuel senders operate on a completely different principle than traditional float senders. They measure the direction of a generated magnetic field at the pivot point of the fuel arm rotor assembly. Inside the body of the sender, and not in contact with the fuel, is a precision electronic device which is sensitive to the magnetic field's direction. It's essentially a compass that points north, where north is the fuel float. Utilizing magnetoresistance is more stable and accurate than legacy floats, especially as the senders get old. By measuring a magnetic field, precision is maintained throughout the life of the sender, as any mechanical slop, vibration, or misalignment have no bearing on the accuracy of the measurement. The concept is that no matter how you jostle an electronic compass, north is always north. The fuel sender should last the life of the aircraft, delivering a maintenance-free fuel sender. CIES fuel senders support both digital and analog fuel gauge. You can see their website for the list of gauges they support. For aircraft with analog gauges, CIES may be able to support the gauge. Scott Philibin, president and founder of CIES, reports, "We have seen a complete positive change in fuel accidents in aircraft fleets after installing our equipment, where fuel accidents dropped to zero levels. Fuel totalizers, in contrast, did not change the same statistic, and fuel accidents remained at the same level of occurrence. CIES's digital system provides a single point of truth, and if were incorporated with fuel range rings, as seen in many PFDs, should reduce the number of fuel starvation accidents. CIES fuel senders cost $435 US for the digital output only, and $495 US for the digital and analog output, of course, plus shipping and installation costs, and typically require 4 to 6 hours of shop labor for installation. Again, installation time will vary from aircraft to aircraft. Many Cessna-type aircraft require less than 4 hours, while Piper Cherokees require their tanks to be removed in order to access the senders. Installation time may be increased if new wiring is required. Many legacy senders use a single wire to the sender, while CIESs require two. Overhauling legacy resistive or capacitive senders range from $200 to $250 US, while a new sender is $300, of course, plus shipping and labor. Overhauling a fuel sender does not guarantee that it will not require overhaul a few years later. CIES fuel senders have a 90,000-hour mean time between failure and have a lifetime warranty. Aerospace Logic of Stony Creek, Ontario, Canada, have been manufacturing flight instruments designed to replace legacy gauges since 1999. Their FL-20X fuel gauges support either analog or digital fuel senders, 1-6 fuel tanks, display fuel both as a bar and a quantity. Their unique sunlight-readable TFT screens gets brighter as the sunlight intensity increases. The gauge fits a 2¼-inch hole and may be set to U.S. gallons or liters, and a range in a price from $565 to $1,293 U.S., plus shipping and installation. With over 450 flight instrument models, Aerospace Logic builds their instruments on a just-in-time basis, one instrument at a time. The FL-20XD model is designed to be paired with the CIES digital fuel senders. Digital fuel senders, when integrated with digital fuel gauges and fuel totalizers, create an end-to-end fuel management system, allowing concerns about fuel to destination to become a thing of the past. A fuel totalizer's computations are based upon the pilot correctly entering the starting fuel and ensuring that the aircraft is properly fueled. With a digital fuel system, fuel exhaustion, creating a Gimli glider, should become a thing of the past. Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.